We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back.
Conklin upsets the whole apple cart.
No, Rhea screwed everything up. I don't want to point this out. It Russ Tucker, who went to Princeton, I would know that.
Right.
So she's doing the thing. She's doing a kind of a rehash of the game, and she goes, and Nick Sirianni was sifting through the rubbish. The term is rubble.
I know, I meant rubble.
But in this rare case, Al, rubbish was better.
Yes.
But she didn't do it intentionally.
No, you're looking at me while I'm doing it. I'm like, why is he staring at me like that? And then you told me, I just started laughing.
No, it was actually what you call a Freudian slip.
It was exactly a Freudian slip.
But it was perfect. And Russ Tucker is brought to you by First Trust Bank, official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles. Russ, how are you this morning?
Angelo, I'm awesome. How about yourself?
We are all very confused, and that is why we book you, Russ, because you could clear up some of our mysteries, all right? Number one. How long can a team hope to hide a bad football player?
I think on some level, I know where you're getting at with this.
Yep.
I think on some level, it depends on whether or not they're seeing any progress, number one, and number two, what their other options are. I mean, I keep hearing everybody say, you know, look, I get the text messages from my buddies. They're not real high on Jalen Reagor right now, to be kind. But my question would be, who are you going to put in there instead right now? I mean, Greg Ward, he dropped a touchdown too. I think they don't really have a better alternative, Angelo.
Yes,
I think
you
the
do.
Problem I have
Travis
is
– Travis Fulgham.
Yeah, you know
oh,
what?
Wow.
I know, that's a blast from the past. But in all sincerity, I don't think they have a better option right now, number one. My bigger issue is – why is he getting the ball so much? Like, why is he getting the target so much? You know, if you don't think Greg Ward is a better player to have out there than him or Arthego Whiteside or whatever, and that's fine, and he's still only in his second year and he missed a bunch of games last year and they want to try to develop him, I get all that. It just feels like the ball is being thrown to him a lot, and I don't know that teams were covering Goddard and Devontae Smith that well that many targets had to go to Reagor.
You're 100% right on that. Now, here's where it gets interesting, though, because Nick Sirianni, after the game Sunday, basically gives Hurts an F and said, you can't get anything higher than an F if you have three turnovers. Okay, I get it. It's unusual for the coach to say something negative about one of his players, but that's all right. Yes, Rhea just played this cut. On the final play, he's basically diming out Devontae Smith and Quez Watkins for not maintaining root discipline. And he is making excuses for Goddard. And I'm trying to understand why he's willing to openly criticize other players, but not the guy that cost them the football game.
So I didn't hear what he said, but he's not blaming Reagor at all?
I'm going to play it now.
Right.
We had him on yesterday, and he basically said that the standard, I'm sure he'd love to have those plays back. That's garbage, right? That's coach speak. But yesterday, when he was on our show, Ross, he said that it wasn't necessarily directed at Reagor the last play. It was a scramble, and he ended up being the one most open, so Hurts threw him the ball. By the afternoon, it was even different than that. Now, Devontae was actually the number one target. Here's the actual cut.
Yeah, we ran a shallow cross play where Devontae was the first read in that play. As a matter of fact, on that play, too, It's Devontae is 1A, and then you could say Dallas is 1B. The defense that they played eliminated the 1B read of Dallas, and it put it onto the Devontae. You know, we didn't do a great job executing the route discipline out of that play with Devontae and Quez.
He said they didn't run the right routes. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. Hurts had no choice. He threw it to Rager.
Right, and so your question is, why is he calling those guys out but not Rager?
Yeah, exactly. Rager blew the game twice.
I think probably, Angelo, because that's obvious. Like, we can all see that, and we all can see that and know that, whereas most people don't know that maybe Devontae Smith or Quez didn't do exactly what they were supposed to.
All right, I am bringing in an expert witness now. His name is Keith Jones, and Keith Jones, an hour ago, gave a different theory on why they are so protective of Jalen Rager.
The owner made the pick at the draft, and Russ, if you think back to it, all the discussion after that was all the work that Jeffrey Lurie was putting into watching tape, and most importantly, the emphasis that he was putting on speed based on what Kansas City had done in winning the Super Bowl the year before.
So what I would say, Jonesy, is, first of all, I hadn't heard that about, you know, Lurie and speed and that he made the pick. But I would say if they're protecting Rager, I can assure you they'd be protecting Devontae Smith too. I mean, they just traded up to take Devontae Smith number 10. So I think in general, they're going to give Rager more opportunities because he was a first-round pick. They're going to probably try to keep the heat off of him if they can a little bit, because he was a first-round pick, and because wasn't Rager the guy that was, like, really into social media last year?
Mm. Yes.
Could be,
And was really, you know, like, going back at people and really affected
by that.
That's
right, he was.
But
you're right.
All I would say, though, Jonesy, is that absolutely happens, that, you know, they have kid gloves for high picks, especially if the owner is involved or, you know, it's the GM's hand-picked guy. But that would be the same for Devontae Smith, and he just kind of called out Devontae.
But Devontae didn't go ahead. Devontae didn't go ahead of Justin Jefferson, though.
That's true.
You know, there's a lot of controversy with that pick.
It was a bad pick. I mean, look, at this point, it's pretty clear it was a bad pick. I think we can all agree on that. Hopefully, Rager gets better and becomes a productive player. Jefferson is awesome. But if everybody knew Jefferson would be that awesome, he would have gone before the Eagles even picked in the first place.
All right, Russ, you were an offensive lineman for years, right?
Yep.
Did you ever get called for holding?
I did, yes.
Did you ever get called for holding and then say to yourself at the end of the game, man, I had a great game? Did that happen a lot?
Not really, no.
Did you ever get called for holding and it nullified a TD, and then at the end of the game you said, boy, I did well?
I don't think so.
Did you ever get called for holding twice, nullified a TD, and then said, man, I had a great game? Did you ever do that?
I don't think I ever got called for holding twice. Definitely didn't say after I got called for holding twice and had a great game. And by the way, both of those were holds. Like, I usually give the offensive lineman the benefit of the doubt. Those were holds.
All right, so yesterday, Nick Sirianni was asked about Nate Herbig, who had those two holes. One nullified a Boston Scott TD at a game they lost by 6. Listen to what he said.
Nate did a lot of good things. I thought he played an above average game, and if he didn't have those two holding calls, I think he played a good game.
Anything on that, Russ?
Yeah, I mean, look, first of all, that might be a starting right guard now. And secondly, I will say, to Herbig's credit, to go in at both center and right guard is not easy. You know, to me, those holds were mental errors. He didn't need to do it. That's the thing that's so frustrating. In neither case was the guy going to make the tackle. He was trying to be overly aggressive. He didn't need to do it, which is the part that's so maddening.
Well, but Russ, you're missing the bigger point, and that is we demand honesty in what we're seeing. You can't nullify a TD. Play half a game, get two holding calls, and then have to listen to the coach tell us how well he played. That's insane, all right? It's insulting to my intelligence. You went to Princeton, so you even have additional intelligence. Why is it not insulting yours?
Well, I didn't go back and watch the coaching tape yet, but maybe he did play above average except for the two holding penalties.
No, you just said you can't do that.
Except for the two holding penalties. Angelo, I've never been around anyone that asks as many leading questions as you do.
No, listen to me. I trapped you with
you
that.
Unbelievable. I know.
Do you want to know this, Ross?
Why are you trying to trap me? I thought we were friends.
No. I'm out to trap everyone. I have no friends. And I'm going to tell you this. This is like saying Herbig had a good game. Like, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm great looking except for my head.
That's a fair point, actually.
All right, let's get to, I want to end on a good note. Jason Kelce. All right, Ross, as you see this, he had a bum knee. He got hurt, and he got back in that game and toughed it out for the rest of the game. You think he talked his way back in? And is that not an indication of what a warrior he is?
The guy's incredible. I mean, the guy is. You know what else I like about Kelce?
Yep.
Did you see when Herbig had his first hold? That was a blatant hold.
Yep.
And Kelce's on the sideline screaming at the ref, that's bleeping BS. I mean, Kelce's hilarious. Kelce had so much anger. I was sitting there thinking, Jason, like, that was a blatant hold, bro. but he's that, like, fired up and that loyal. Listen, I mean, if the Eagles had 22 Kelce's, they win the Super Bowl every year.
Absolutely right. I'm telling you. I love that guy. I had forgotten that play because they showed the replay. You went, wow, that's a hold. And he's swearing at him. That's BS. It was great. Russ Tucker, always fun, always interesting. Thank you, my friend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.